Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man, we got good news and we got bad news. Good news is the game's not over. The bad news is A.J. Smith-Shawver is already done. And as Mike and I were making our way in, Andy and Randy were leaving. This literally just went down as our Braves are playing a day-night split doubleheader today. They already are down 2-0 to the Phillies. But, Mike, more concerning because Smith-Shawver's been so good for us. And the last thing we need is more injuries, obviously. But we kind of figured this out, and it was a comebacker that hit him?
Yeah, I'm looking at the video replay, and you know he's not one of these guys who finishes and basically, as they say, ready to field your position.
Okay.
He kind of comes off the mound as a right-hander, so his plant leg was still on the ground, and pow! Yeah, his right calf gets struck by a liner by Stott. So, they pull him, so we'll hopefully see if that's just some, you know, bruise to the fleshy part of the calf and didn't hit any bone or anything like that, because that would be something obviously to keep him out for a minute.
No doubt. So he leaves, they go up 2-0, and that is currently where we stand. We will see, and listen, you guys have heard us. We've talked a lot about how important this series is. It'd be nice to win 2 today. And as I said, the game's not over, but that's certainly not something we expected, as Smith-Shawver was looking pretty good there in the third inning. The thing that Mike and I want to at least mention, and we'll talk more about the Braves when this game is over, as we head into the evening of contest, what's up with this lineup with Snit, man? What's going on?
Yeah, this one, I texted it to Carl as soon as I saw it posted by Grant McCauley. I'm like, this doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense to me. Okay, first five is okay. Ozzie, Riley, Ozuna, Olsen, Murph, Eli White, Stuart Fairchild in right today, Harrison center, and then Luke Williams at short. Remember, we had a day off yesterday. I know you're going to play 2. It's a split. It's not like going right back. You're going to have a pause.
You got to see
and then you play tonight against the Phillies. But this lineup makes no sense. It's almost like you're mailing it in. I mean, you're basically saying I got nothing. I'm going to throw nothing at you right now in the 7-8-9 spot because Michael Harris isn't hitting right now.
No, and it's concerning because, again, you know, none of this should be easy outs, right? Our best lineup just a few years ago, you couldn't pitch around anybody. You can pitch around all these guys. I mean, like, you're not fearing any of those guys with the way things are going right now. The Acuna thing, just a little bit perturbed because, again, you had a day off. If he played and said, hey, I need a day. Okay, I understand that. And they may be cautious with him like that. But I just felt like after yesterday, he should be right there at the top of the lineup. Ozzie's been on another hitting streak, guys. He got another hit to start the game. Fine. But that was a little bit for me like, oh, wait a minute. He's playing great. He just got back. He looked great. Let him get out there and continue to get reacclimated. Either way, that is the lineup. We'll see what happens with the Braves as we continue on this afternoon. 404-726-0929. I will say this, Mike. Braves fans are getting a little bit on edge, man. I will say that. Guys, hit me up. Is Snit asleep? It's funny now how this is turning to what is he doing? What can he do? Is he doing enough? Is he reacting the way that he should? And listen, I said yesterday, I love the dude. But when guys are playing bad, you got to say it. You can't continue to, like, especially when it's in our face, you can't continue to be like, well, he's going out there and he's doing a good job and he's trying as hard as he can. We know that. But we also, maybe some of these guys need a kick in the butt. And that's the part where people are now saying, hey, is he doing enough? I don't know.
Yeah, man, it's just getting really frustrating when you look at where this thing is. Starting with today's at bat, we got Olsen is 1 for his last 18. So, but he's got excellent exit velocity.
Yes, I've heard.
Excellent exit velocity. More on that coming up in Guy Talk today.
All right, man. Look, he is that good. And I'm talking about SGA. Mike and I mentioned this yesterday.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today, and it looks like this is where it's headed. Oklahoma City has punched their ticket. And tonight, look, I don't care if it's at the Garden. I just don't think the Knicks are going to be able to beat the Pacers three times to win this series, even if they win tonight. But SGA, and now you look at Oklahoma City playing for another championship. Last time, by the way, they had guys named Durant, Harden, Westbrook, and they lost to the Miami Heat. I don't know if they're going to lose this year, Mike. This has been the best team in the league, and that was a beatdown last night of the T-Wolves.
Yeah, I can't remember seeing a game. I was texting you last night going, these guys know this is an elimination game, right?
They didn't act like it.
I mean, I don't want to use the quit word. It's just, you know, because when you look at the way the Thunder play defense, it really is, it's a stifling defense. It's kind of something Tom Thibodeau would be proud of, the way they do it. I mean, it's just, if you look at the style, it is certainly, I mean, they just basically suppress everything. Anthony Edwards, every time he tried to go take it to the basket in the paint, three guys would collapse on him. And if he kicked it out, sometimes he would, sometimes he wouldn't. He took five more shots than he did the other night.
Woo!
So you went down with one of the best players in the league, going 7-for-18, 1-for-7 from 3-for-19. And as I said, there's a learning curve to all guys climbing the ladder in the NBA. Michael Jordan needed a help to get past, you know, the Pistons, et cetera. But this is I thought Anthony Edwards going to look in the mirror when he drags that Gillette over his face. I go, what the hell was I doing in this series?
Twice in this series, he only took 13 shots. Twice, two different games. That's, as one famous rapper says, not enough. That isn't enough. And so last night, to Mike's point, 18 shots, you go, is that enough? Guys, SGA shot the ball 25 times last night. That's what stars do on teams. And sometimes we complain about our own guy and Trey. He shoots too much. You have to. You're right. The guy that they count on to score. Now, the thing about SGA is he's so efficient. The problem with Ant-Man, Mike, and look, you know I don't anoint guys. I've never have. I don't put that on guys and say, he's the next best thing. Got to earn it, and he's going to if he gets there. But SGA is so efficient. Ant-Man, not so much. He's a little bit uneven, Mike. He can have one of those 40-point games you go, woo, and a big dunk on somebody, and then he'll come back and give you 18 and did not have a great shooting night. And you kind of go, where is he? Like, how consistent is his game? He has big flash moments. SGA's right here, guys, all the time. My hand is just steady. Yeah. He just every game.
I don't want to, you know, start comparing guys to Kobe, but there are Kobe-like characteristics of SGA.
Okay.
And, you know, the folks who don't, you know, get the MVP don't just watch the NBA night in, night out, because everything you just said. One thing about, you know, Anthony Edwards, if you believe that, hey, he'll learn from this, well, there's no guarantee he's going to get back to this position. I mean, this is the soft mentality that I hear sometimes on networks. You know, well, he did what he could. No. Okay, you made a trade for Julius Randle. I mean, both teams may not get back. You know, I was surprised how good Cat was. They'll need that from Cat tonight at the Garden, talking about the Knicks and the Timberwolves. But, you know, Gobert, I know he's a punchline to a joke, and he was a joke last night with 2 points. But, you know, Anthony Edwards, man, how many chances are you going to have?
Why are you going to talk about their Frenchman like that, man? Come on, you know Rudy Gobert.
As we say in France, I surrender.
Why are you going to talk about him?
To
like
you,
that?
Thunder, I say bonne chance.
Rudy's soft, dude. You
is freaking charming.
I know it. It's just what it is.
What I will do for you, I will give you 5 rebounds tonight. How does that sound?
You're the biggest dude on the court.
With 2 points, I would be certainly excellent in no area whatsoever.
The biggest guy out there, and you grab 5 boards. I could have fell into 3 rebounds last night.
The word for my game is ha-puh.
It's not ha-too. That's good.
No, it's ha-puh.
Okay, good. That's good. I want you to hear Anthony Edwards, because this is the part, right? You lose, he's still cool and collected. He's got a big check. He's making a lot of money already in the league. And look, I love the guy. But here we go, Mike. Nobody's going to work harder than me. Okay, Anthony.
Nobody's going to work harder than me this summer. I tell you that much. So, yeah, I'll try to make it happen again for Mike.
Mike Conley, he's referring to. I'll try to make it happen with Mike. Is Mike Conley going to be there? Mike Conley's been in the league like 18, 19 years. I don't even know if Mike Conley's going to be there with the T-Wolves. But he said he was more disappointed that he couldn't get Mike over the top than himself. And he said that because then he alluded, well, I'm only 23. Mike just said it. Dude, you may not get another shot at this. I hope he does.
Yeah, it's like, I'll just say it, and I don't care if you guys don't get it. Don't say that crap. I'm only 23.
I'm only 23?
Yeah, and Dan Marino thought he'd get back to the Super Bowl. Right? facts.
Yeah.
So, hey, man, good luck with that.
Yeah, and here's the part, too. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. You can be one of the best players in the league. That doesn't mean you're going to get a chip. You know how many guys have come through this league who have been great, scoring machines, unstoppable, and didn't get an opportunity to win a chip. So Anthony Edwards is in that level right now where we're going to be talking about him. But this idea, like, I'm 23, I'll be back in 9 more times. Good luck.
Marino was 24 when the Dolphins lost the Super Bowl to the 49ers. And that tuxedo, the famous story of the tuxedo that never got out of the bag. So there you go, because he never got to be the MVP of the game.
Yeah, and Mike, here's the other part. As we talk about last night's contest, and I want you to hear one more thing from Anthony Edwards. The Thunder were just better. But what Mike and I are saying is this is a game in the NBA where one player can will his team in situations. And he just didn't do that. He didn't make it close. They weren't great with him on the floor. The point differential was not great. The Thunder are a better team. But you thought you would have got a better effort out of Anthony Edwards, and you just didn't. Here's Ant-Man talking about the fact that they didn't come to play.
They came ready to play. We didn't. When you lose a game like this, it's not really too much to break down. They just did what they were supposed to do and won the game. Dominated the game from the tip. Can't do nothing but tip my hat to those guys. They came ready, man. So, good job by them.
Yeah, look, this game was over like halfway through the first quarter.
Literally, 5 minutes. Yes. 5 minutes. Yes. It was over. And I said to Carl, I mean, it was a blitzkrieg. You know, and to sit there and just – I know this is kind of like getting into like any given Sunday, which was on last night, by the way, which I started watching because this game was freaking horrible. But anyway, and that was watching the Panthers, by the way. That was also fun watching them. Carolina, man.
It was.
Carolina's
They're
just,
back.
Carolina in the conference finalists, just like one giant banana peel. But no, any given Sunday, it's like, where's your pride, Willie? Yeah, where's your pride? You scored 32 points in the first half of an elimination game? That's pathetic.
It is. What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. This is not a conversation of, but he's better than this guy. This is a conversation of, in the moment, you're a star in this league, and you didn't will your team to do jack. More importantly, you didn't even play like you wanted to win, taking 13 shots in two separate games, where then you, after the games you were like, well, they didn't allow me to do what I needed to do.
Nah, bro.
Nah. Coming up, we got a lot more to dive into. Hey, man, we're going to talk about what's going on with the Knicks tonight. Also, they got another win? Mm-hmm. Mike Conti's going to join us coming up in 20 minutes. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.